بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This talk is attempted to shed the light on the creeds of the people of the book, particularly in this talk the Jews and their creed and their and beliefs, and the position of Islam regarding them. First of all, Judaism or Al-Yahudiyya. Judaism, by definition, is the religion taken by the Jews as their belief, and they are the nation of Musa alayhi salam. In origin, and before the distortions that took place in the scripture that was revealed to the Jews, it was the religion revealed to Allah upon Musa alayhi salam, and the book was the Torah. And in our times, it's not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the alterations and because of the fact that it is abrogated by Islam. The reason it was, or it is called Judaism, this is in reference to Al-Yahud, the followers of Al-Yahudiyya or Judaism, and they were called Yahuda in relation to Yahuda, the son of Yaqub, of Jacob. Jacob is the one to whom the children of Israel relate and belong. They are the children of Israel to whom Musa was sent as a messenger. Yahuda, the Arabs took off the dot on the dal, and it became known to them as Yahud. This is one angle to why they were called Yahud. And the other is the saying that this goes to the term Al-Hawd, and it means repentance. This is in reference to what Musa said, "Inna hudna ilayk," we return to you in repentance, O Allah. That is because when the children of Israel, when Musa alayhi salam left them to meet Allah, they put together a calf and they worshipped the calf instead of Allah, or to the exclusion of Allah. And when Musa returned and found them on this state of disbelief, he became angry alayhi salatu wasalam and admonished them and cautioned them. Most of them returned and repented, and Musa alayhi salam said this word, "Inna hudna ilayk," we return to you, hudna, in repentance of Allah. And so they were called Yahud. Fasummu Hudan, they called Huda, and then it was changed to Yahud. And Allah knows best. These are the two sayings for the origin of this name. The Jews at the time of Musa alayhi salam, they were known as Bani Israel, children of Israel. then the name Yahud came later. And we notice that in the Noble Quran, when they are called Bani Israel, children of Israel, and Israel of course is the title for Jacob, the son of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim, may Allah salah and salam be upon all of them, and the children of Israel are the offspring. So in this case, this is a reference to them being the children of Israel, meaning from the descendants of Israel, Jacob. And sometimes in the Quran, they are called Al-Yahud or Al-Ladhina Hadu, because they were called as such Yahud in their latter times. Similarly, we see this in the Sunnah, referred to as children of Israel and also Jews. So they are children of Israel in as an indication to their lineage and their old history during the time of Musa alayhi salam and afterwards some centuries afterwards. And they are the Jews in relation to that title they were having in latter times, especially after the coming of Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam. Being distinct from his followers. And that's why if they were mentioned with the Nasara, with the Christians, they will be called Ahlul Kitab, people of the book, indicating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to them, meaning the Jews and the Christians, a book from him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this book is the Torah, first to Musa, and then the Injil, the Gospel, then to Isa alayhi salam. And it is said that the Quranic reference to them as the Jews, this came after their deviation from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the true religion, because there never comes in the Quran a reference to the Jews as the Jews in a praiseworthy manner. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated the claims of the Jews in terms of their reference or referring to Ibrahim alayhi salam and his sons, the righteous ones, as being from them as Jews. So the term Jews, therefore, is more comprehensive than the children of Israel, because it covers all those who adopted Judaism from the children of Israel or otherwise. However, with the children of Israel, they are the offspring of Jacob, alayhi salam, and from them there can be the Jew, or the Christian, or the Muslim, and other than that. This is in terms of their origin and their title. As to their creed, before the alteration, the creed of the Jews was the creed of Tawheed and the correct belief, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam. However, they changed and altered that and innovated in it that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal. until they became in a state of enmity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beginning of the deviation occurred at the time of Musa alayhi salam, while he was alive amongst them, when they requested from him to show Allah. They told him, let us see Allah openly. This is in Surah An-Nisa, in chapter 4, verse 153. أَرِينَ اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً People of the scripture, Jews ask you to cause a book to descend upon them from heaven. Indeed, they asked Musa far even greater than that when they said, show us Allah in public. But they were struck with thunderclap and lightning for their wickedness. Now, then what happened? They worshipped the calf. And then they said to Musa, فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. Then they worshipped the calf even after clear proofs, evidences and signs had come to them. Then in the same, in Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:24, they said to Musa, فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. They said, O Musa, O Moses, we shall never enter it, the land, as long as they are there, the land of Palestine. So go you and your Lord and fight you too. We are sitting right here. You go and your Lord and fight you too. We are sitting right here. This is after they had seen all the signs and proofs and evidences coming consecutively upon them that only increased them in haughtiness. Then, after Musa died, alayhi salam, they began to change and alter in the Torah. And a group of them said, Uzair is the son of Allah. In Surah At-Tawbah, Allah tells about this in 9:30. So, and the Jews say, Uzair, Ezra is the son of Allah. And the Christians say, the Messiah is the son of Allah. That is their saying by their mouths or from their mouths. They imitate the saying of the disbelievers of old. Allah's curse be on them, how they are deluded away from the truth. And they even claim to be the special beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In chapter 5 verse 18, after all of this, نحن أبناء الله وأحباؤه. both the Jews and the Christians, say we are the children of Allah and His loved ones. Say, why then does Allah, He punish you for your sins? Nay, you are but human beings of those He has created. He forgives whom He wills, and He punishes whom He wills. And to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all that's between them, and to Him is the return of all. They changed the texts of the Torah, and they glorified and sanctified the opinions of their rabbis, which mostly are present in their book, which is called At-Talmud, which are discussions of their scholars. They made for them the unlawful lawful, and vice versa, following their desires. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them and the Christians who did the same in chapter 9 verse 31, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. There the Jews and the Christians took their rabbis and their monks to be their lords beside Allah by obeying them on their and the things which they made lawful and unlawful. Believing the same like them, their rabbis and monks. So they obeyed them, believing in the permissibility of the unlawful and vice versa. After that was made as such by their rabbis and monks, and that's why they took them as lords besides Allah. Now as to their creed. Number one, they committed shirk. The shirk of worship, worshipping other than Allah, when they took the calf as their God, despite the fact that Musa was amongst them, and his brother Harun, Aaron, as well, commanding them and admonishing them. And this is mentioned in the Quran from verses 88 to 91 of chapter 20. Of the Noble Quran. فَأَخْرَجَ لَهُمْ عِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ فَقَالُوا هَذَا إِلَهُكُمْ وَإِلَهُ مُوسَى فَنَسِي. Then he took out of the fire for them a statue of a calf which seemed to low. They said, this is your ilah, your God, and the ilah of Musa, Moses, but Musa has forgotten his God. Did they not see? This is the response of Allah. أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَلَّا يَرْجِعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ قَوْلًا وَلَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. Did they not see that it could not return them a word for answer, and that it had no power either to harm them or to do them good? It couldn't respond to them. It has no power to bring harm nor to ward evil or bring a benefit or ward evil. And Harun admonished them, يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّمَا فُتِنْتُمْ بِهِ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ فَاتَّبِعُونِي وَأَطِيعُوا أَمْرِي. And Aaron indeed said to them, O my people, you are being tried in this. This is a trial to you. And verily your Lord is Allah, the most beneficent, so follow me and obey. my command. They responded with determination on disbelief. لَن نَبْرَحَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفِينَ حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ إِلَيْنَا مُوسَى. They said, we will not stop, we'll not stop worshipping it, the calf, until Moses returns to us. And from their shirk is, in addition to taking their rabbis as lords besides Allah, as we explained earlier, also their magnification of the righteous amongst them, and building on their graves, and making places of worship on their graves of the righteous, and praying there. In fact, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cautioned this ummah not to do the actions of the Jews in this respect. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, which is reported by a group of the companions, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى اتَّخَذُوا قُبُورَ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ مَسَاجِدٍ. The curse of Allah be upon the Jews and the Christians, they have taken the graves of their prophets as places of worship. Secondly, attributing sonship to Allah, claiming that Uzair Ezra, who is one of their prophets, to be the son of Allah, far Allah is removed or above what they attribute to him, and they worshipped him besides Allah. Thirdly, their insult of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they said that Allah is poor and that they are rich. This is mentioned in the Quran in chapter 3, 181. لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا وَقَتْلَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. Indeed, Allah has heard the statement of those Jews who say, truly Allah is poor and we are rich. We shall record what they have said and their killing of the prophets unjustly. And we shall say, taste you the torment of the burning fire. The likewise is their other insult, that the hands of Allah is tight. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah in chapter 5, verse 64. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يد الله مغلولة غلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء. The Jews say, Allah's hand is tied up, he does not give and spend of his bounty. Be their hands tied up, and be they accursed for what they uttered. Nay, both his hands are widely outstretched, he spends of his bounty as he wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fifthly, they are saying in boost to Musa that we are not going to believe until you show us Allah publicly. And this was cited earlier, it is in 255. لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. And remember when you said, O Musa, we shall never believe in you till we see Allah plainly. But you were seized with a thunderbolt lightning while you were looking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this respect in Surah Al-Mutaffifin 83, as to the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the kafirs, by the disbelievers, that this is not to be attained in 83:15. قال الله تعالى كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون. Now surely they will be veiled from seeing their Lord that day. And from there, claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, and then he got tired and rested. And that's why Allah responded to them, as in Surah 5 in chapter, Surah Qaf in chapter 50, verse 38, قال الله تعالى وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. And indeed we created the heavens and the earth and all between them in 6 days, and nothing of fatigue touched us. Also their corrupt creed concerning the revelation and the books. And from that is their utterance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal revelations and books. And Allah mentioned this and responded to that in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 91. وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ إِذْ قَالُوا مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَى بَشَرٍ مِّنْ شَيْءٍ قُلْ مَنْ أَنْزَلَ الْكِتَابَ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ مُوسَى. This is one of the interpretations of this verse. That the Jews and the Quraysh and pagans did not estimate Allah with an estimation that He deserves, an estimation due to Him, when they said nothing did Allah send down to any human being by inspiration. Say, O Muhammad, who then sent down the book which Musa brought, a light and guidance to mankind, which you the Jews have made into separate paper sheets, disclosing some of it and concealing much? Furthermore, their corrupt creed concerning the prophets and the prophethood, where they see that the prophethood is due to none except those who are from them and those whom they delegate to be deserving for the prophethood. And that's why whenever a messenger was sent to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in accordance with their desires, they harmed him, expelled him, or killed him, although he may be of their kind. So they killed the prophets and the righteous, and those who commanded them enjoined what is right upon them and forbade what is evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this in Surah Al-Imran in chapter 3, verse 21. إن الذين يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير حق ويقتلون الذين يأمرون بالقسط من الناس فبشرهم بعذاب أليم. Verily those who disbelieve in the ayat, in the signs, evidences, proofs of Allah, and kill the prophets without right, and kill those men who order just dealings, announce to them a painful torment. And in Surah Al-Baqarah 287, قال الله عز وجل أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم استكبرتم ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون. And indeed we gave Moses the book and followed him with a succession of messengers, and we gave Jesus Isa the son of Maryam, of Mary, clear signs, and supported him with Ruhul Qudus, with Gabriel. Is it that whenever there came to you a messenger with what you yourself desired not, you grew arrogant? Some you disbelieved and some you killed. Is it that whenever there came to you a messenger with what you yourselves desired not, you grew arrogant? Some you disliked or disbelieved and some you killed. And from that is their corrupt creed regarding the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, denying that, rejecting it, yet knowing well that he is the true messenger from Allah. And they even have the proofs for that. And this is clear in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2, verse 146. قال الله تعالى الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون. Those to whom we gave the scripture, Jews and the Christians, recognize him, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, as they recognize their sons. But verily, a party of them conceal the truth while they know it written in the Torah and the Injil. Their corrupt creed with respect to the angels. The hatred towards the prophets is one thing, and the real fact which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed of them, but it did not stop there. They also hated some of the angels alayhim salam. They claimed that Jibreel and Mikael are their enemies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear about them and warned them and threatened them, as in Surah Al-Baqarah 298. قال الله تعالى من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين. Whoever is an enemy to Allah, His angels, His messengers, Jibreel, Gabriel and Mikael, then verily Allah is an enemy to the disbelievers. And from that is their corrupt creed concerning the hereafter, where they claim that none will be admitted to paradise except the one who is a Jew, and that the sinner amongst them, irrespective of the degree of sin he may commit, he will not be admitted to the hellfire except for a few days. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made their argument or their claim futile when he said in 2:111, وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُدًى أَوْ نَصَارَى تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. وَقَالُوا, and they say, none shall enter paradise unless he be a Jew or a Christian. These are their own desires. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, to them, produce your proof if you are truthful. Produce your proof if you are truthful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned in the Quran some of the grave deviations of the Jews, which entitled them to receive the wrath of Allah and the curse upon them. First of all, breaking the covenant. Breaking the covenant. Secondly, disbelief in the signs and the proofs of Allah. Thirdly, killing the prophets. Their disbelief, their utterance upon Mary, the accusations they made against her, their claim that they had killed the messenger Isa alayhi salam, and their eating the usury, and also unrightfully taking people's wealth. Most of this is mentioned, or all of this is mentioned, in the following verses. Let's follow them all together, from 155 to 161 from chapter 4. because of their breaking the covenant. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ and of their rejecting the proofs and evidences and the verses of Allah. وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ and of their killing the prophets unjustly. وَقَوْلِهِمْ قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٍ and of their saying our hearts are wrapped, meaning with coverings. That is, we don't understand what the messengers say. Nay, Allah has set a seal upon their hearts because of their disbelief. Or بِكُفْرِهِمْ so they believe not but a little. وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا and because of their Jews' disbelief and uttering against Maryam, Mary, a grave false charge that she has committed illegal sexual intercourse. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ and because of their saying in boost we killed the Messiah Jesus son of Maryam, the messenger of Allah. But they killed him not, nor crucified him, but the resemblance of Isa, of Jesus, was put over another man, and they killed that man. فَبِظُلْمِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا and those of course who differ therein are full of doubts, they have no proof, no certain knowledge, they follow nothing but conjecture, for surely they killed him not, Jesus, son of Mary. But Allah raised him up, body and soul, unto himself, and he is in heavens, and Allah is ever all-powerful, all-wise. And فَبِظُلْمِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا and there is well, that will come and there is none of the people of the scripture but must believe in him, in Jesus, as a messenger of Allah and as a human being before him, Jesus' death, and on the day of resurrection he, Jesus, will be a witness against them. Then فَبِظُلْمِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ for the wrongdoing of the Jews we made unlawful to them certain good foods which has been lawful to them, and for their hindering many وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا and for their hindering many from Allah's way وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ and for they taking the riba usury though they were forbidden from taking it, and their devouring of men's substance wrongfully, bribery, etc. And we have prepared for the disbelievers among them a painful torment. This is the ruling of Allah upon them, the one who created them and the one who knew of them what they hide and what they conceal. Now, the Jews in origin, as we said, came from the children of Israel, and Israel is the title for Jacob, the son of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim, alayhi wasalam, and the children of Jacob were 12. And from their offspring comes the lineage that goes to Israel, to Jacob. And they lived in the Holy Land Palestine, and during the time of Yusuf, of Joseph alayhi salam, when he was given the authority in Egypt, he took them to Egypt and they multiplied there and they grew in number and they had property and interest in Egypt. And after 3 centuries or more, the pharaohs, the rulers of Egypt, persecuted them. Allah sent then Musa alayhi salam, a prophet from amongst them, and a messenger to them and to Fir'aun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to honor them. فَنَجَّاهُمْ مِنْ فِرْعَوْنِ so he saved them from Fir'aun, from the Pharaoh, and gave them victory under the leadership of Musa alayhi salam. But they disdained and chose disbelief and humiliation. And so they hurt Musa and rejected many things he commanded them. We know that when he commanded to them to enter the land of Palestine victorious, on their way they saw some people worshipping some statues to the exclusion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they told Musa, as we read in chapter 7, 138, اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آلهة قال إنكم قوم تجهلون. And we brought the children of Israel across the sea, and they came upon a people devoted to some of their idols in worship. They said, O Musa, make for us an ilah, a god, as they have gods. Musa said, Verily you are people who know not the majesty and greatness of Allah, and what's obligated upon you, meaning to worship none but Allah. So Musa led them to Palestine. During this time, the Torah was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, and he wrote it in the tablets. And then when he came back to them, he found that they took the calf as a god besides Allah. He was angry, and he dropped the Al-Alwah, and he punished those who did that, and he sought Allah's forgiveness for those who repented. Then he commanded them to enter the land of Bayt al-Maqdis, the land of Palestine, and what did they tell him? In 5:22, قالوا يا موسى إن فيها قوما جبارين وإنا لن ندخلها حتى يخرجوا منها فإن يخرجوا منها فإنا داخلون. They said, O Musa, إن فيها قوما جبارين. In it, in this holy land, are a people of great strength, and we shall never enter it till they leave it. When they leave, then we will enter. And they showed their bad manners with Allah and with their Prophet, as in the same chapter, but verse 24, قالوا يا موسى إنا لن ندخلها أبدا ما داموا فيها فاذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنها هنا قاعدون. They said, O Musa, we shall never enter it as long as they are there. So go you and your Lord and fight you too. We are sitting right here. Allah punish them. As in the next verse, قال فإنها محرمة عليهم 40 سنة يتيهون في الأرض. فلا تأس على القوم الفاسقين. 26, please. Thereof, or therefore, this holy land is forbidden to them for 40 years. In distraction they will wander through the land. So be not sorrowful over the people who are rebellious and disobedient. So this wonder in the land and in distraction stayed 40 years. Going around their place, so many things occurred to them during this time, and many signs. But only no effect on their hard hearts, stone-like. Allah lifted the mount on top of them, as if it was a dark cloud. And during this time, the story of the cow took place, and the story of Qarun, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth to swallow him. All of these signs did not benefit them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described their hearts as stones. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Musa to himself, they continued on this disdainfulness, haughtiness, and arrogance. And then Allah sent them other prophets after Musa. Every time a messenger was sent to them, they belied him, they hurted him, or they killed him. And if some of them would believe, they will be persecuted by the others. They stayed centuries on this, seven or more. Afterwards, Allah sent to them Jesus alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. A group of them believed in him, and a group rejected. Those rejected went after those who believed, expelled them, and harmed them. They even extended the hand of harm to Musa, to Isa alayhi salam, and they were determined to kill him and to crucify him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from all of that and raised him to him up in heavens. And they accused Maryam, as we know, with grave insults. And in the following verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of this about them. In chapter 4, verse 153, 158, يسألك أهل الكتاب أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء فقد سألوا موسى أكبر من ذلك وقالوا أرنا الله جهرة. The people of the scripture, the Jews, ask you to cause a book to descend upon them from heaven. Indeed, they asked Moses for even greater than that. When they said, show us Allah in public, but they were struck with thunderclap and lightning for their wickedness. ثم اتخذوا العجل من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات فعفونا عن ذلك وآتينا موسى سلطانا مبينا. Then they worshipped the calf even after clear proofs and evidences and signs had come to them. Even so, we forgave them and we gave Moses a clear proof of authority. ورفعنا فوقهم الطور بميثاقهم وقلنا لهم ادخلوا الباب سجدا وقلنا لهم لا تعدوا في السبت وأخذنا منهم ميثاقا غليظا. And for the covenant we raised over them the mount, and on another occasion we said, enter the gate prostrating or bowing with humility, and we commanded them, transgress not by doing worldly works on the Sabbath, on Saturday. And we took from them a firm covenant. فبما مقضهم ميثاقهم لعن وكفرهم بآيات الله وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق وقولهم قلوبنا غلف بل طبع الله عليها بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا. And because of their breaking the covenant and their rejecting the ayat, the proofs, the evidences, the verses of Allah, and of their killing the prophets unjustly, and of their saying our hearts are wrapped with coverings, we don't understand what the messengers say. Nay, Allah has set a seal upon their hearts because of their disbelief, so they believe not but a little. وقولهم على مريم بهتانا عظيما. And because of their disbelief and uttering against Maryam, Mary, a grave false charge, when they said she has committed illegal sexual intercourse. وقولهم إن قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم عيسى بن مريم. And because of their saying in boast, we killed the Messiah, son of Mary, Jesus. But they killed him not, nor crucified him, but the resemblance of Isa was put over another man, and those who differ therein are full of doubts. They have no certain knowledge, they follow nothing but conjecture. For surely they killed him not, but Allah raised him up to himself. And Allah is ever all powerful, all wise. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Isa to himself, unto himself, they started plotting against the followers of Isa, of Jesus alayhi salam, expelling them and chasing them. And then also they worked on changing and adulterating the gospel secretly and openly, and they began spreading mischief on the earth until many of the nations showed enmity and hatred towards them, and so they wandered in the land more than one time, in the greater Syria area, in Egypt, in Iraq, in the Arabian Peninsula, in Khaybar, we know, around Medina, in Najran, in the south, and in Yemen. And in every land they went to, the same thing. Sorting discord between people, as they did in Medina, between the tribes, the Arabian tribes of Al-Aws and Al-Khazraj. And also because of their utilization of riba, of usury, abusing people through wealth and domination through that, and spreading mischief and taking people's money unjustly. They continued on this until Islam came and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent. Of course they knew him as they knew their sons. They belied him and they mocked at him and they even attempted to kill him. And they worked with the mushriks, with the Arabian pagans, and plotted with them to get rid of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And after the Prophet ﷺ, they continued helping directly or indirectly various sects like the Shia, the rejectionists, the Mu'tazilites, the Jahmites, the esoteric sects like the Fatimites, Karamita, Ismailism, mystic Sufism, Baha'is, Qadianis, communism, red communism, either directly or indirectly supporting or helping or encouraging. As to the scripture that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam, that was objected to by the Jews. Even during his lifetime, they attempted to change some of the rulings. And after his death, Musa alayhi salam, that became extensive until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentioned about them in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:79. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ. Then woe to those who write the book with their own hands, and they say, this is from Allah, to purchase with it a little price. Woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they earn thereby. And therefore, their Torah that exists nowadays is adulterated and modified, and certainly it is abrogated. And it was written almost 4 centuries after Musa alayhi salam. And most of it, therefore, is not the original one, although it may have some of the truth still remaining in there. Nevertheless, it's totally abrogated by the Quran. And from there, distortions. Is these interpretations and explanations which they had put in reference to the Torah, but in another book, which they called At-Talmud, filled with enmity and hatred and evil and sickness of the heart. Take for example what's written there. The non-Jewish spirits are devilish spirits, similar to the animal spirits. And that the difference between the level of a human and the animal is like the difference between the Jew and the rest of people. It is permissible, it is written also in this Talmud, it is permissible for the Jew in the times of festivities to feed the dog, but it's not allowed for him to feed the non-Jew. Rather to feed the dog, because the dog is better than the non-Jew. And those who don't ascribe to the religion of the Jews, it's still from their books, are filthy pigs. And that Allah had created the non-Jew on the form of a human so that he be fit to serve the Jews for whom the entire life has been created. Stealing a non-Jew is not considered theft. Rather, it is confiscating the wealth rightfully for the Jew, because the life of the non-Jew is possessed to the Jew. So what about his wealth? Also written, kill the righteous from other than the Jews. and it is from justice written in there, that the Jew kills by his own hands every kafir, because everyone who sheds the blood of a kafir offers a sacrifice to Allah, and the kafir for them is the non-Jew. And any woman other than the Jewish woman is considered as a kafir. And that committing adultery with other than the Jews, males or females, is not punishable, because these non-Jews are from the offspring of animals. We stop here to conclude part 1, and inshallah tomorrow we conclude part 2. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.